Masechet Pe'ah Perek Zayin Mishnah He. This Mishnah is going to talk about if somebody is medel bagefanim. They're thinning out their grapevines. When somebody wants to allow their grapevines to grow to full potential, they have to make sure that they have adequate room. So if everything was too stuffed together, they have to cut away some of it. Hamedel bagefanim. Keshem shu medel betoch shelo. Ken hu medel beshel aniim divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So if somebody's thinning out his grapevines, like I said, he wants to allow the other vine to grow properly, so he's going to get rid of some of them. So in this situation, just like he's allowed to thin out his own vines for the greater good of the rest of the field, he's also allowed to thin out certain vines that have olelot on them, which technically belong to the poor, because he considers the poor person to be a partner in his field. So the partner automatically is going to agree that for the betterment of the field, he would allow a certain amount to be wasted, a certain amount to be destroyed. Obviously, can't just cut olelot. He wouldn't be allowed to just cut whatever would belong to the poor. That would be not appropriate. But if he's cutting a combination of regular grapevines and then certain grapevines that count that have olelot on them, he would be allowed to cut away them as well, even though the aniim would be losing out a little bit. It would create the greater good of the field, and therefore the ani would probably benefit in a long-term way from this field growing in a better way. And that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Omer, b'shelo hu rashai, ve'eno rashai b'shel aniim. Rabbi Meir doesn't consider the poor person to be a partner in the field. Rather, he considers him to be the owner of individual clusters within that field, of individual vines that are growing olelot. So he would say he's not a partner, he's a individual owner. So you can't cut certain vines that he owns unless getting his explicit permission. You can't just go out and cut somebody's vines. So he owns those vines. So b'shelo hu rashai, Rabbi Meir says, a person's own vines he's allowed to cut, but v'eno rashai b'shel aniim. But the vines that the poor person technically owns that have olelot on them, he's not allowed to thin those out.